Yes, I
Awesome.
real quick.
Yeah,
This
so.
Emily, from Saber Health says in the email that the IV came out. Hello, can you hear me?
What? Yeah.
Yeah, hi. So you saw the response from this Emily Hopkins from
Yeah.
Saber Health. She
Right. She
said
says
that
it's
you
true.
reported that the IED came out. When did they came out?
What's the IED came out? What does that mean?
The broker?
Yes.
When did they last came out? Well, I'm just trying
When
to
I
find
told
out
me just
if.
the other week, just last week.
Oh. So the patient had an assessment with the IV. So was it the first one or the second one? You know which assessment it was?
He had both.
They
He
had
got
both of
all
them.
the assessments.
Okay, and you had a PCP form as well?
PCP form.
So part of the process is to have a PCP form from the doctor saying that the patient needs services.
That was already done in September.
Yeah, but for that one, we saw that the county rejected the file. You saw that you saw that email that I sent you yesterday for what the county replied with that?
I'm looking at the email chain right now.
Oh, it's actually
This
not
is
in the
her
email.
response. Emily, this is at this time I'm waiting for him to receive community waiver code. His POA reports the IVA came out for their assessment. I'm waiting on finalization.
Actually from Eula.
I see you saying that he's not approved, and I don't hear it.
Yeah, I'm not
And
sure
her
if I
saying
see
that,
what.
and her saying that he is. You know, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Like, all I see is a bunch of back and forth between you two saying exactly what I already know, that this is a bunch of bullshit. I can't do anything about it.
Right, I understand. I'm just trying to explain to you what it
But
looks like.
you're seeing exactly what I'm saying, that no matter how many times I have, and no matter how many phone calls I make, I mean, I do have paperwork, like I said, that, like the same thing she's showing that said he was approved. The lady, Miss Kim, came out, said he was approved, had to have the couple forms resent to county assistant. I think that you sent it in your email too. What is it? The insurance pages or whatever, right? And
This
the
was
AARP or something.
no, what I said, no. Oh, so I
Did you see
forwarded that
that in there
today.
somewhere? Did you see that in
No.
there somewhere? County assistance, at one point, county assistance was saying they wanted AARP and some insurance policies that were canceled.
Yeah,
Regardless, all of the things are there and have been submitted. Even if they wanted them again, Emily does have them. That was the only thing that I was ever told was a reason for delay by Miss Kim, and that was just 2 weeks ago or so. That's the only thing I know.
So,
Outside of that, I have
I
no
understand. I understand. So
idea.
the question what I have is like this. Does the patient need to start from scratch or the county is still reviewing? So the only thing that I did not hear back now is
Everybody
if.
I've spoken with has told me that his application was supposed to expire in 1 week, but they sent two evaluators specifically so that his application would not expire and that this would all get approved within the application time.
So the
That's
way
what
it,
I was.
let me explain to you just one thing. The way it works is that the county assistant's office gets a file from the broker. It's called a PA 1768. and they review the file. If they see something missing, they request that missing whatever and so on and so. And if they like a certain reconsideration time frame, they're not receiving the documents, they're closing from their end the PA 1768. And that means that the patient has to start again from scratch. So the broker can tell you if like you have to have the assessment again, which you said that the broker came out last week. So I guess the patient started already the process again. But the county
yeah, they said that was finalizing the process, that it wasn't starting again, that they were going to get it done before the application process had finished. But again, that could all be wrong because nobody seems to ever have accurate information.
So you say that the broker can...
And again, all of this doesn't fucking matter, and if this man is not getting like 100 hours of service a week. So if nobody is going to give even an estimate of hours that they are going to approve for him, and they are going to continue to waste days and days and days of time with this process, they are costing him his only chance at coming home. Every single day, he is getting weaker and sicker. Every single day. I don't know what to tell him.
I understand it, and it bothers me the same as it bothers you. Not the same.
I know, but I am past my point of, I have passed my point of expertise or ability to do anything.
I understand.
I really, truly have. I have really passed my point. I am at a point of like absolute death. Like I am in despair, and you can see why. Look at the emails back and forth. Okay? This is ridiculous. Because there still isn't a clear answer, is there?
I got clear for 100% that the patient got denied for the waiver by the county.
So why isn't it his nursing home? So why isn't it being so what's next? Who is doing what next?
So what needs to be done next is what I, as far as my information goes, to find out from the broker if the patient has to start from scratch, meaning to say if there's a way that they can put it in, because she has long-term care approval for a facility, not for an aid at home. So the county did approve something, as you can see, as of June. The question is if the reconsideration time frame with the county to send in those documents is still open. If yes, if you can send it in and we'll see what the county says. Okay, we have the documents and we approve them for waiver. And if not, they have already closed the whole file, then the question is if you still want to continue helping the patient to, you know, go again through the process with Maximus. So the broker can tell you that. The broker can tell you what the next
is. Is the broker in the feed?
What is it?
Is the broker in this email feed?
No. So I can tag the broker as well in the next email that I want to send out. So I'll do that and let's see if you give a clear answer. If not, you know, there's nothing really that you know that I can do.
Great.
Okay. Let's see what the broker will reply. I understand you. I understand you 100%.
I'm really ready to tell this guy that he needs to decide what long-term care facility he needs to be in. I really don't know what else to say. I'm at the end of my rope. Not to mention the fact that to even, by the way, this is all contingent on him coming to live in my house at my sacrifice, and they all got me to be the power of attorney, which means that I can't even get paid unless I find another community who is willing to sign on to be his power of attorney, because his evil-ass sister already has proven that she is not willing to be a participant and do this for him and get him home for some inexplicable reason. So I'm not even sure that I can be a caretaker in this scenario. And all of this will continue to be my sacrifice at this level of stress and this level of dysfunction for free. That is wild. That's absolutely wild.
I understand what you're saying 100%.
Yeah, I mean, doing this as a job is one thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Absolutely.
100%. I would do the same when I would. I wouldn't even care this time if I would be in your shoes as of now.
Yeah, like at this point, to be drug around like this and have these professionals giving this, I mean, like I said, my real hope is that I can get this somehow pursued criminally by the Abington police and find and have them investigate what is happening to him, and hopefully that they will help him in some way. And that's about it. I don't really know what else to say. I hope that this officer who saw what happened that day at the hospital will take this seriously when he sees what's happening now. But that's about it, because this is insane. This is, you know, this is way more than anybody should be asked to take on as some random person. But I am trying to still do my best for him. So if he gets his 100-plus hours and he can have AIDS in there, taking care of him entirely in his space, that's one thing. But outside of that, his chances of coming home are approaching zero, because they wasted his time from September to now. I wish you could see the video of him walking around his room in September. And this man is completely bent down now. Like, this is crazy. And they're just, and nobody is taking this seriously. And we're just like, oh, well, day by day, who cares? Wild. So thank you for, I mean, I see that you have made a very, you know, I see you're doing your job, so. No,
okay, look,
no
we'll
anger,
try, we'll
no
try
anger is
more.
Directed at you. I apologize that I am like, I have my own problems too, and I have hit my breaking point.
Not a problem. I'll try to you know see what the broker says. Look at the email if the broker applies.
Please do.
If not, you
the
can call.
The brokers were very excuse me. The brokers have been very good. Very responsive, very quick. So hopefully we'll get a very fast response from them.
Right. And also, if they're not you know, replying to the email, you can just call them. They pick it up.
Exactly.
Okay. Let's see how it's going.
You go ahead and send an email, and I will even go ahead and give them a call. And county assistance is the problem, I think.
We also have problems with the county assistants all the time.
Yeah,
like,
it's county assistants.
Them, they're like
the
slapping around a lot. Whatever.
It's ridiculous.
We'll do what we can.
Yep, it's absolutely ridiculous. All right,
okay.
Well, I'll see you. All
okay,
right, talk to you.